from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Los Angeles police removing barricades and dismantling a pro-Palestinian encampment that had been set up on the campus of UCLA. California Highway Patrol spokesman Alec Pareda says officers gave the protesters the chance to leave peacefully before more than 100 of them were arrested.
We never want to resort to having using force. We want to make sure this can come to as peaceful a resolution as possible. If we could talk it out, we will. And that's what they did there. They wanted to try and make sure that we can give them a last chance to just leave peacefully.
There have been at least 1,000 arrests on college campuses since students began setting up encampments and protesting the war in Gaza. Hamas in the Middle East appears to be pushing back on Israel's latest offer in the ceasefire negotiations. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
Secretary of State Blinken saying Israel has made important compromises, urging Hamas to accept the deal, adding there is no time for further haggling. Blinken and Netanyahu meeting Wednesday for 2.5 hours, with Blinken reiterating U.S. opposition to an Israeli military ground operation into Rafah in southern Gaza, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering.
The latest round of talks involving the release of at least 33 Israeli hostages. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial did not make a ruling on further contempt of court charges today. Testimony has now resumed. It could be the court cases, it could be the economy, it could be the war in Gaza, or, as ABC's Rachel Scott reports, abortion may well be the issue that defines this year's election.
Abortion rights has won in every state where it has appeared on the ballot. Some states are reversing course under growing public pressure. Arizona lawmakers, including two Republican state senators, voting to repeal an 1864 near-total abortion ban, passed a half century before women had the right to vote.
President Biden heads to North Carolina today. He will meet with the families of the four law enforcement officers who were shot and killed on Monday while trying to serve a federal warrant. Dow is up 162. You're listening to ABC News. More than a month after the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore's harbor, the company that insured the bridge is set to start making payments. Chubb Insurance now preparing the first payment, $350 million, to the state of Maryland. This comes as the body of another victim of the crane collapse has been pulled from the water. Six people were killed, the remains of one person still missing. First-time unemployment claims holding steady at 208,000 last week. That is still historically low. Israel still waiting for a response from Hamas about a proposed ceasefire deal today. Tanks and armored vehicles have been spotted along the border in southern Gaza, Israel promising a ground offensive against Hamas in the city of Rafah. Another royal birthday and another chance to scrutinize a picture for any signs of editing, this time of Princess Charlotte, the now 9-year-old daughter of William and Kate.
Posing casually in a garden setting, Charlotte looks relaxed and smiling. The image said to have been taken by Kate and posted on X, formerly known as Twitter. Charlotte, third in line to the throne, and her siblings, Princes George and Louis, been the focus for the family as Kate receives treatment for an undisclosed form of cancer. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
And Italy, given the green light to try to reclaim an ancient statue from a California museum. A European court today rejecting the appeal from the J. Paul Getty Museum, which has displayed the 2,000-year-old bronze since the 70s. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.